This is Forrest and Brett.
Yeah.
Impromptu podcast recording.
Post Blazers loss to the Jazz.
Comeback almost.
Come back down from 20 to lose
23.
To lose by six.
Six. Back within one. I thought they were going to do it.
And that's kind of like a bottom of the West playoff teams battle.
Yeah.
Because the Blazers were eighth, or are eighth.
Who's seventh? Is it? It's not that. I feel like the Jazz are sixth or something.
The Jazz are sixth. Seventh is the Thunder. The Thunder are 500 right now.
That's crazy.
The Blazers are four games under 500.
That's so disappointing.
And then the Spurs are six games under 500.
So, do you think trade before the deadline? Like, do you think there's a trade in the next? Trade deadline's in February?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think there's a trade in January?
Yeah, All-Star voting just started, so normally trades start happening probably in the next 3 weeks. Oh, we had our first one with Jordan Clarkson getting traded to the Jazz for...
Clarkson was on... Was he on
the Cavs? He was on the Cavs, yeah, for a pick and someone else.
So Cavs are tearing it down.
Oh, Dante Exum, that's who it was.
Dante Exum, right. Cavs are tearing it down.
So the Cavs are for sure tearing it down. And Love is trying to get out.
Right. So.
So send Whiteside in a pick to the Cavs.
Interestingly, Scal played all the fourth quarter tonight.
Yeah, this was my last tweet was, I'm worried about Whiteside's ego after that, not playing the entire fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But again, we didn't watch the first half of the game, so we don't know if he's dealing with something, but it didn't look like he was in a great headspace.
No, he's so frustrating to watch on defense for me, because I feel like it's so often that like his hands are just not in the air. And I feel like that's the bare
minimum. That's like a Blazers staple for their big guys. Yeah. Swipe at the ball low, don't go for blocks. But they tell him, and the coaching staff has talked about that, go for every block. Hmm. Go for every single like contest. Your job is to contest and block shots.
Yeah.
Which he does. He's leading the league in blocks. But a guy like Gobert is just all around better than him.
You see him like close out on shooters and things and with his hands down low. In the paint he does pretty well most of the time.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen him ever close out on an actual shooter.
I've seen him like lunge, but with his hands like in his pockets.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think he's always got a foot in the key, especially when we don't really have much of a four presence. He's our entire last.
Which would be scary if we traded him for Love, like defensive.
Well, you think if you get. When we get Nurk back in February, that kind of shores up the... it'd still be nice to have. Like, Scal and... Scal's a four, but even if you go small, you've got Nurk and Scal kind of in rotation at your big, if you in theory, do trade.
And they do also have the Rodney Hood exception.
Yeah, so they could sign. And there's a couple free agents. Obviously, Jeff Green popped up, but I would think... Kenneth Faried also got waived by the Rockets.
But he's in China.
Or he got freed. He got waived by the Rockets, but he got freed from his China team, so he can get technically picked up.
Oh, interesting.
His rights are available, but I don't think he's a...
He's not a center.
No, but even just having a defensive or a rebounding player on the team in the rotation is clearly...
Energy, yeah.
Because they've been a top... 10 rebounding team for the last 2 years, and now they're in the bottom 10.
Right.
So it's clearly a rebounding problem.
That's interesting. Even though Whiteside's getting 20 rebounds a night.
Well, and you think our two best rebounders are hurt. So Zach and Nurk are both hurt.
Yeah.
And I think Aminu, like they were looking, and
he's a good rebounder.
Aminu and even Mo Harkless, along with Nurk, were some of the best.
They were going to get five box rebounds out a night. Yeah.
They would box out, and there were rebounds available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. that makes sense. I feel like, yeah. It's interesting. So, so love is obviously an option. Aldridge is probably an option.
Yeah, with the Spurs being out of the playoffs and having a good young core, especially with, like, Murray playing well and the team looking okay, it looks like they still want to trade DeRozan. It doesn't look like they're worried about retaining any of these big contracts.
Yeah.
Or trying to... It definitely is a build towards the future. I think a lot of it is dependent on what Pop does, but I could see them trading LaMarcus, but I just can't picture Whiteside being... I guess he is...
On the Spurs.
On the Spurs, just in general, culturally, but money-wise, I could see him going to a team... Trying to get rid of a star with a couple years on his contract just because he's got such a nice.
I wonder if we traded, like, would the Spurs want something like, we'll take Whiteside and Simons. We're just going to waive Whiteside.
Not trade Simons. Simons. I know. Simons is not in that CJ role that he was 3 years ago where it's right. Like he's too, his upside is too valuable to get anything in return.
I think that's what I just wonder if they would, if that's something that they would want, like. We'll just take Whiteside and waive him.
I can see. I mean, you've got guy, you've got Little, who looks like he has a decent upside. Yeah. It's still a little ambiguous. Yeah. Gary Trent Jr. is getting minutes right now.
He and would be a good Spur.
He doesn't look terrible.
He would be a good Spur.
He does kind of look like and play like Derek White a little bit. So he does fit into that Spur model.
Hadn't thought of that.
But those two guys, I don't think any of our young guys. Don't hold value. I think Simons holds a ton of value.
Yeah.
I think right now we're not in the lottery, so our pick, and I don't think we will be. I think we'll still end up being a playoff team, even if it's an 8 seed by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Every single year Dame has been on the team, we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
They've gone on some sort of streak
yeah.
of about anywhere from 7 to 14 games,
yeah.
which pushes them in. That puts them over 500 in the yeah. case that they're in right now. But even that's without Nurk.
Yeah.
And we don't know necessarily Collins' situation. If he's anticipated to come back after the All-Star break, I think was what the original timeline. Collins
was?
Yeah, was the original timeline. But I don't think that's been affirmed at all. That was like when it first happened. They're like, shoulder injuries normally last about this long. But there has been no timetable on his return.
Yeah, I feel like everybody that I've listened to is just like, yeah, he's done for the season. But I don't know that. Sometimes I feel like people say that when they mean like he's not coming back till after the All-Star break, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Or at least I would think generously first round of the playoffs. But even then, that's not a guy. That's not a position that you want to put a guy in. A young guy that you know is going to be potentially with the team.
Important. Yeah.
But that also means he. I mean, his trade value is probably like the lowest it's at. It's in a weird position right now because he is value. He is a good. He's a stretch four, which that's is not super a valuable.
Serious, like as a serious injury, as in like you got to miss a lot of time for it. But it's not.
It's not a career affecting injury. Necessarily.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. Yeah. Okay. So, Love, Aldridge, Blake Griffin, I feel like is a no.
Well, I think after you pick up Carmelo, you kind of say no to Blake Griffin because they play so much of the same role. They both need the ball a lot. They both, I mean, Blake doesn't shoot. He slashes more than Melo does, but they take up a lot of the same space.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though Blake can play the small five and he kind of has that, not in the defensive side, but in the offensive side, he has that Draymond style.
Yeah.
Push the tempo. He can dribble on space.
How
he
much
can
longer create... is his contract, though? It's like...
It's big. I know that much.
Paying him a lot. He's injury prone. He's been injured this season? Has he injured this season?
I don't think so.
He's not having a great season, that's for sure.
Well, I don't think anybody on the Detroit... Pistons is having that great of a...
Drummond is killing it.
He is... He has a five... It was the contract he signed with the Clippers because they traded him that contract and it was 5 years and that was 2 years ago so he's probably got 3 years.
No. Well, that's not an eternity. That's not as bad as I thought it was.
But even then, I think you still have to give up a decent amount
to get him.
For him. Oh, it comes in a free. So he's got 2 years left on it. So free agent in 2022. He's on his third year. So
how much is it?
34 a year.
34 a year. Wow.
34 this year, 36 next year, 38 the last year.
Oh, it's ascending.
And then he's an unrestricted free agent.
You're paying 38 a year.
Yeah.
2 years from now.
Which is a lot of money.
That's a lot.
And the Blazers are already pretty close.
What is, because Bazemore is like 17.
Mm-hmm.
What's Whiteside? He's like 20.
Whiteside's 21, I think.
21.
Something like that. But Whiteside's just got one. So if you ship out something like Whiteside, but even then, Blake, he just, I think he's too much of a risk. And once you start accumulating guys like Blake Griffin and Carmelo Anthony and Hassan Whiteside, these guys that are all high risk, high reward guys, you put Dame and, oh, you put a lot of pressure on Dame to like, hey, you got to get done in these 2 years, instead of seeing like guys build around. Like, I don't, and that was a lot of the confusion going into this season for me was, hey, they made it to the Western Conference Finals, and they got swept in the Western Conference Finals without their arguably second best player.
Right.
Why did you choose not to run it back?
Yeah.
For a third year.
Yeah.
It's like, clearly, yeah, it's stressful when you have to, like, close your eyes every time Aminu and Harkless shoot the basketball, but what they don't give you on offense, CJ and Dame and Nurk easily make up for.
And Aminu's not playing. Is he hurt?
He's hurt right now.
Oh, okay.
Harkless is playing well for the Clippers.
Yeah, he's playing pretty well. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So, okay, so the other two that I think of automatically are Gallinari and Gordon.
I don't like Aaron Gordon. I think he's super overrated. I get his appeal, but he's not. He's a richer version of Al-Farouq Aminu in a lot of ways. Hmm.
Like,
he's not a reliable 3-point shooter.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had one good streak.
Is he a 3 or 4?
He's more of a 4. I think he's designed to play the 4, but he gets pushed to the 3 a lot, and he's not
a good 3.
He's like a, I mean, I guess Aminu is a stretch, but he's more like that Mo Harkless. He kind of fills that same kind of role.
Yeah.
He's got highlight plays. He's a mediocre passer. He's decent on defense.
Yeah.
He's switchable for that 3-4 position. Sometimes even a 5 because he's strong enough, but again, he's super inconsistent. Gallinari, I like.
Is he a 4?
Yeah, he'd be. He's a kind of the swing, but he can shoot. He can create. He can push and change space. But yeah,
what's his contract?
Like Melo, doesn't play defense. His contract is a little bit.
Okay. So with Gallinari, which, again, you're sacrificing defense.
You sacrifice a lot of defense because he's 31.
But he'd be playing. Well, yeah. Who'd you be trading?
So he's on the final year of his deal.
And how much is that?
And it's 22. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would be Whiteside probably. Maybe you could swing it for Bazemore.
Well, and I can imagine. I can see if the Blazers attached a pick. Not that the Thunder don't have enough picks, but if they attached a pick to Whiteside and to release Gallinari, I know they're trying to trade Chris Paul, probably, because he's just, because they want, they like SGA. I think he's good, and I think they see his potential, and they have a lot of room.
I wonder if they feel a lot of motivation to, like, if they're in the playoffs now, do they feel like they want to get out of that position because they do have so many picks? Like, do they feel like, well, why not just make the playoffs? It doesn't make any difference.
Well, they still have their own. I don't even know if they have their own pick or not. But I guess in terms of experience for young guys.
Yeah
you'd want to make playoff, the playoffs. You want playoff experience. And they're in a good position.
Yeah.
And I think if you trade, like, one of the trades that was getting floated was Chris Paul to the Jazz for Mike Conley, who's been out for, you know, 8 games with a hamstring injury, but he's one of those guys that, that would doesn't be necessarily need the ball as much. Chris Paul needs the ball a lot. Not that, I mean, they're point guards, but yeah. SGA has proven that he can adapt in a lot of situations.
Yeah.
But I think that puts the Thunder in a really good position in terms of playoff experience.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. So I don't know if the Thunder will be looking to...
I think they're, if anyone... Well, they've also got picks to move. Like, if they want to do other things.
If they
want to
go.
If they want to pick up some younger guys, some whoever it may be, or try to get a star, say... Not CJ McCollum in particular, but a guy like CJ.
What about a Derek Favors?
I think you can get a lot of... I mean, that would be a good value to pick up, but I think you'd have to give up more than... I don't... Because he's on the Pelicans,
right? Who aren't good.
Aren't good.
And he's not on the timeline of the Ingram and Ball.
No, and they have
Williamson.
They have picks to work with too, so they're not necessarily worried about right now because they're waiting for Zion anyways. Which was, I don't know if you're reading the Slack today, which was kind of like one of the main talking points in the Slack today was people mentioning.
It was the Zion Williamson relearning how to walk and run, right?
Yeah, that was kind of the hot topic for the day. But whether or not he's Greg Oden 2.0.
Oh, yeah.
Because Tyler Mays said that he is, he said Oden 2.0, and I kind of was like, not that. I think all the Blazer fans in there, whenever they see that, they think that's like the worst case scenario. It's like,
yeah.
But I don't see that.
So far, it's not, but I could see it being, to me, it seems more like Blake Griffin 2.0.
Now I could see. But even then, Blake Griffin had an all-star.
Yeah,
he had a top three MVP season. Totally. Like, he is a guy that can do things like that.
Right.
Clippers team should have probably gone to the finals, but the Warriors kind of like, oh, hey, we exist now. We're going to change basketball. Yeah.
But just like that, like, he's going to be really good, but it probably won't be that, like, transformative player. He won't be, you know, he probably won't. Or maybe it probably is maybe not even the right word. But to me, it just feels like, oh, there's a chance that this is going to be more like Blake Griffin than Giannis.
Yeah. I do agree with that. I think closer to that Blake Griffin arc is probably the best, like, career arc you can expect for Zion. I think people have higher expectations.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he doesn't have a higher ceiling, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, but Blake Griffin...
Blake Griffin can shoot the basketball. Like, he had not a beautiful jumper.
Yeah.
But Zion doesn't really have much of a jumper at all.
I'm just trying to... Thinking back to, like, number one overall picks, and the hype around Griffin was super high.
He was hitting his head on the backboard. Like, he was doing things like... He did a lot of those things where you're like Zion did, where in college you're like, even if you don't follow college basketball, your social media is being littered with highlights of this guy.
Yep.
Because he does gross, unexpected things, like things you don't expect athletes to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Derek Favors. I hadn't thought about him until just now, but I was like, but I'm thinking, like, well, he's probably cheaper. He's on a team that probably wouldn't mind getting rid of him.
Yeah.
If they got a good return. And he's a defender.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's not a, like, shiny name. But.
Well, and it just brings up a lot of those, like, it is that weird coin that Neil O'Shea is like, he makes good trades. Mm-hmm. minus Aaron Apollo, but
that was a good trade until it wasn't.
Yeah, but things like that, like he's made a lot of really good smart trades for guys that are undervalued in there on their team. Mm-hmm. And Terry has a track record of making players or making the most of their players. But like, why did you get rid of Ed Davis? Yeah. Why did you he did a lot of confusing.
Yeah. But Davis has been on, he's on his second team in the 2 years he's been on.
Yeah.
I think he was just like, he's great, but he's still undersized.
He's a cheap utility player.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Here's your job. You're here to rebound. You're here to contest shots.
Which is,
you're going to be in the second unit, and we're going to use you against. Yeah. And we can play you in small ball lineups. We can play you in big lineups, like at the four. We can play in small ball lineups at the five. And we can. But he was cheap. He was like what, $8 million a year?
Yeah,
he was dirt cheap, willing to stay. Mm-hmm. And like I mean, in the fact, like, you use that money to get a guy like Seth Curry, and you're like, oh, like this guy. And he was a lot of the reason that you change this team. It's like, okay, he's going to be a 15. I don't even know what his contract is, but he ended up going for bigger money, which
Davis
Seth Curry, like a guy we knew we couldn't pay.
Yeah.
And he was, for some odd reason, the straw that broke the camel's back in a lot of ways. It's like, okay, we can't get him back, so let's just reset. We just build around Dame, CJ, and Nurk, and Collins, and we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
It was a really... And I think we're still too early to tell.
Yeah.
Because Whiteside, against all of his flaws, culturally, I guess you could say, it's like, he has been playing,
pretty well,
besides tonight, incredibly well.
Yeah.
At least for the last 10,
stats-wise,
10 games, he's been playing pretty well. And consistent.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened tonight. We don't know what that's going to look like going forward.
Yeah. So are there any other guys that you could see, like, that you would want to make a big move for, or do you even feel like this is the season to swing big?
I don't think this is the season to swing big.
Yeah,
I think this is a season that you end up at the seventh seed, you crawl to the seventh seed, eighth seed, you lick your wounds, because this is an injury-riddled season. Like, we didn't expect Zach Collins to get hurt. We knew Nurk was on a long-term recovery line. We know he's not going to be the guy this season that he was last season. And you hope that a contract like Whiteside, you can just take off the books or offer him two-year $10 million, whatever. But I don't think he's... I think a lot of teams will pick up him, and then you resign... Hopefully, you resign Melo for a two-year $10
million. Yeah.
Something like that. And then you've got a little bit more room to work with. And next year, I think a lot of guys, like, they're looking for picks. They're not looking for a lot of other things. You can sign some guys in Portland. You see the Seth Currys. You see guys like that.
Do you think, are there free agents? Because that's the one thing that I wonder is, like, with Bazemore, and I could see Bazemore re-signing.
I could, too. And I think Bazemore is a good signing. I think he's a guy that I would want to keep around.
I love his energy. He's just small.
Yeah. He's small, especially when you already have a small two. Mm-hmm. And Dame's a small one. Like,
yeah. I'd like... So I guess the thing that I worry about is it's not a particularly good free agent class. And I don't think... if Whiteside, if we retain him and he just goes into unrestricted free agency, how much room do we actually have, because we signed CJ and Dame already?
Well, are you thinking of picking up free agents right now?
Like this summer.
Or this summer, because there's Hassan will be a free agent, so that money's coming off the books.
Right, but we don't have much space because of Dame and CJ's contracts.
Gordon Hayward will be a free agent.
Yeah.
Paul Millsap will be.
Huh.
That's an interesting. DeMar DeRozan. Otto Porter Jr., which people still really like, and people think that you could still trade for him. Mm-hmm.
Andre Drummond, Anthony Davis, Hassan Whiteside, Nick Batum, Chandler Parsons.
Nick Batum. I was watching a Charlotte game the other day, just trying to see, like, what's he doing? And he did exactly what he did on the Blazers, just, yeah. like, non-existent. Then one, like, nice play. And then finished the game with, like, 8 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists or something like that.
Now, guys like, here, Jeremy Grant. I think that would be, like, a guy the Blazers could really use.
He's on the Nuggets?
He's on the Nuggets, but he's going to be a free agent. But he's going to be a guy looking for money.
Yeah.
Because he's been playing pretty decently. Yeah. And he played well for the Thunder, too.
He was frustrated. Yeah, he's frustrated.
Bogdanovich will be a free agent. But he's going to be getting a lot of money.
Yeah, he's a guy that I wonder if you could poach him for the season, though, because he's not playing.
And then Joe Harris. I mean, you get, like, shooters. And, like, that's the thing that I think has been the double-bladed sword, because I don't think, you're not going to get a world-class free agent to come to Portland, so you're not going to get guys that are...
Gordon Hayward's
not. You're not going to get Gordon Hayward's to sign in Portland, mm-hmm. unless he really is that big of a hipster. I mean,
yeah, but I don't maybe, see that. Even if we got him, it would be kind of like, well, he's injured, so...
It's hard to root for a guy that supports Trump.
Does he?
I have no idea.
It's just in Boston, so yeah, you just assume.
But like you and I think that was the rag on Aminio and Harkless, but that was the same thing. It's like, what do you want? Do you want guys that, like, there's two types of players in this league that you really, really like to have. You like guys that can switch into any position on defense, which Mo and Aminio could do, which was super, super valuable.
Yeah.
But like you have, and then there's 3 and D or like score point guards like Damian. Like those like point guards that can create their own shot are extremely valuable. But like those 3 and D guys that, like, yeah, they're not really 3 and D guys, but they're D guys and they can switch onto any single position. And why do you need these guys to necessarily hit a ton of shots? You have Damon CJ and you have Nurk that are gonna create 80, 85, sometimes even 90% of your offense.
Yeah. I just need guys that hit wide open shots.
But that's what the guys like Bazemore are for.
Yeah.
And Seth Curry. Like, that's what those guys were for. Right. Like, those guys do that stuff.
And Rodney Hood.
And Rodney Hood. Exactly. Yeah. But you also need guys that, like, are going to be good rebounders, like Aminu, and can switch onto anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's such an underrated position.
Yeah, that's true.
And especially in an offense or in a team where you have two creators that can
we need a power forward. I feel like we just need a little bit of size.
I think Zach Collins is that guy, and I think he fills that role. And I think Neil sees that. And then you're going to have Anthony Simons, who seems to me is his ceiling is growing higher and higher every game in a lot of ways. Like even tonight, he's rebounding well. He passes well.
Jumped a couple passes nicely on D.
Yeah. He's lengthy. He's a good size. I mean, he can create his own shot. He can create.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that can microwave off the bench.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. My thought is, like, I would love to... I guess I'm stuck on the Pelicans right now, but, like, if we could flip Whiteside for Derek Favors and, like, a couple other of those guys that they just don't need... The veterans that they picked up because they thought they were going to be good, or because they thought they were going to have Zion for the season. Sheik? Oh, Sheik, right? Oh man, I wanted a Sheik pretty bad. That one coming out of Chicago,
dude. I wanted Whiteside when they offered him. I wanted, I went all the way back and I wanted Roy Hibbert. I was like, oh, okay, here we go.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was pumped.
But that's not that.
When they offered,
that's not the NBA Hibbert. We're in anymore.
Nope.
But they have Josh Hart. Like, the Pelicans have Josh Hart.
See, I feel like they're going to keep the Hart, Ingram, Ball, and Zion. That's their, like, those are their guys going forward.
And Alexander Walker, who's been pretty good. I mean, they like Jackson Hayes. They like...
Yeah.
But that was the one thing that I see a lot of people talking about is trading CJ McCollum for Drew Holiday.
Yeah. I brought that up in the Slack, and... I don't know.
I get it.
I think
Drew Holiday's a legit too.
I don't think it, like, on paper makes sense. I don't think emotionally the right I don't think it's the right move for the morale of the team.
No. But I think at the same time, like, Dame plays well when you've got a shooting guard that can is a legit good defender.
I think it's a move that Houston would make.
Trading Russell Westbrook for him? Because Houston will trade Russell Westbrook this season.
No, but I mean, like, that's a Daryl Morey move to me, is CJ for Drew Holiday. Because it's like a...
Well, and the Ringer would be thrilled.
Yeah, but I think Portland-wise, I don't think it's a Neil O'Shea move.
I think that's a move Neil O'Shea makes if he thinks he's going to get fired.
Hmm. I don't think he thinks he's going to get fired.
I don't either. I think there's still a lot of hesitation to do anything right now in the front office, and especially from an ownership perspective. I think they're very, let's just keep on keeping on. I think that was a lot of why Neil had a lot of freedom this offseason, because it's like, well, let's just see how this plays out for a bit.
Yeah.
And I think the front office says, like, we have Damian Lillard. We have a guy.
Yeah. I think just CJ and Dame fit so well together culture-wise. And even on the court, they do fit pretty well other than the defensive end.
Well, on an NBA playoff scoring, they both can do that.
Yeah.
Having one guard that can do that is super, super, super valuable.
Well, and
having
two that came back tonight.
Yeah. Having two legit guards that can create their own shot in a playoff game and can drop 35 in any kind of playoff game is extremely valuable.
Yeah.
And I don't think CJ McCollum gets enough credit for being that kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I just can't see it happening. Even though I can see the logic, and I feel like it might get them a hair further.
Yeah. I get the logic.
I think if they did it in the off season, people would be predicting that we're a Western Conference Finals.
If you just trade CJ for Drew,
I think that would be the narrative. Yeah.
Just because. Do you think Drew just has an overall better player?
No, I think it's the like you were saying, it's the Ringer's dream scenario.
And I'm not gonna. I love CJ McCollum just as any other Blazer fan does, but he plays. He's an undersized two. He's your Monte Ellis, like, in a lot of ways. Yes. I'm not saying he's Monte Ellis at all, but
he is a lot like that. He is a scoring guard.
Like that, they're a lot like that Warriors team from 2012. It was just very like they're extremely dangerous if him and Dame both get going.
Yeah.
And there was a graphic the other day that was like, Dame and CJ have more 30-point, both of them in the same game have 30-point games than anybody in the last 10 years.
Yeah, and then you imagine a season where Nurk is healthy going into the playoffs, and you're like, that's tough. That's a good
team. And Zach. Like, that's a great four. And you shoot, throw Melo, throw Kent, whoever you want, either one of them, like, you put, like, anyone at that three. You could put anyone at that three, really.
And as long as they could hit a three.
If it was Rodney Hood, which unfortunately probably, I don't know what his future holds, but I don't think you can count.
He's not playing this season.
Yeah, and I doubt he's going to play for the first half of next season.
Probably, yeah.
It'll be a while until he comes back.
Wes came back in November and he got injured in March, but
they're not the same player. He hasn't been the same player.
But I mean, if you could get Wes, I guess Rodney is kind of Rodney Hood pre Achilles is about what Wes is post Achilles, or something similar.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Rodney, he did have that what we were talking about earlier of like that the go ahead bucket shot. He had that in his back pocket. Terry liked to do that. He liked to push on a fast break, set up a guy. He's 6'8".
Yep.
He could post him up real quick and just give him a fadeaway or a turn and hoop jumper, and and you got 2 points, and you extend the possession another minute and a half.
I'm just trying to think of like the game that you have when you come back from the Achilles,
and even then,
it's not like he was playing above the rim, so
no. But he's still at quickness. Defensively, I think it puts a lot of pressure on a guy whose confidence has shown it can be broken.
Yeah,
but it also can be rebuilt.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
But even then, you don't get close to the same place you were as a player for another year after you come back.
Yeah.
So we're looking two and a half years, and that's his contract.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. So to me, again, like, I think I would want to pick up several guys instead of one, like, big name gamble.
I'd sit.
You'd let Whiteside expire.
I'd let Whiteside expire. I'd allow yourself to, because I don't think I think Anthony will still get more minutes moving forward next year.
But my thought is just like, why not get an asset or two if you could
for Anthony,
for Whiteside?
I don't. That's the thing, is I think if you get it, but with Whiteside's contract, I think you're not getting an asset. You're getting a swap for a year, so you're getting a Gallinari. I don't think you're going to get a guy like Derek Favors for Whiteside without having to give up something. You're dumping a contract. Yeah, that's what you're kind of doing for the other team.
Unless the other team wants to clear space.
Yeah. But I don't think the Pelicans are in a place where they need to clear space. They've got a lot of young guys on a lot of favorable contracts.
Yeah, right.
All of those guys are on their rookie deals.
Right. Unless they can't get rid of Drew.
And I don't think Drew is a guy that's going to be hard to get rid of if they want to.
Yeah, they shouldn't be. Yeah.
He's a guy that you can easily get rid of and get lots of pieces for. But he's also, like, really good, and I could see them wanting to keep him.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's interesting. But, yeah, he'll be a free agent. So
do you think the Blazers won't make a move, or you think...
I think they will.
You think they will.
I don't think I'll agree with it right away.
Yeah.
But I also, my hope is that it's a 2 to 3 year kind of position they're putting themselves in.
Not a win
instead of a let's get to the playoffs this year position. Because I care less if they make
the playoffs. Or let's get to the second round this season.
Yeah.
Because I think you're right. I would put the odds at like 70% or better that we're going to be the 8th seed or
17. Say you keep Whiteside. You get Nurk back. You've got your 5 position locked down. That also puts Scal on the 4 in the second unit. Yeah. When Scal and Whiteside play together, they play pretty well together.
Yeah, they have.
And then, like, obviously you're not going to get Collins back, but you push Melo to the 4 where he fits. Like, and then you have Bays at the 3 and then CJ and Dame starting. Like, that's not a bad starting lineup.
No.
And that deepens your second unit where the weakest. And that puts Anthony, Whiteside,
Lissier. Nice thing about keeping Whiteside too in that scenario is there's not so much pressure on Nurk to be a 30-minute a night guy when he comes back.
Yeah, but say you do get close to the playoffs. In the playoffs, Nurk's the 30 minutes.
And sure, like, but you don't want him to come back at All-Star break and feel like I got to play as long as I can.
Yeah. And I don't think they put that on him.
Yeah.
They think he's still young. I think they swallowed. I mean, hopefully they swallow this year and chalk it up to crappy things. Cause you didn't expect 2 of your starters that you were relying on to have 30 minutes a night in Hood and Collins to have season ending injuries.
Yep. Yeah.
I say you don't put yourself in a bigger hole in order to roll your dice with another guy, cuz you're already rolling your it's a low risk reward situation with Melo right now.
Yeah.
So I think you just count your blessings that you have a guy like that right now to kind of not right the ship by any means, but
no. He like keeps the season entertaining.
I will admit I'm a big Carmelo Anthony fan.
Yeah. This season's been great. It's like, even when we lose, it's like, well, that was kind of fun. Melo hit a big 3.
Well, he does a lot of like...
took a terrible 3 and...
he does... And this is the first few games he has that
like I had the same attitude whenever Aminu shot a three, where I'd kind of be like, well, if it goes in, great. Like, yeah. But now I think it's gotten a little bit better than that.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit like, oh, he doesn't hesitate like Aminu did.
He did tonight. There's the one that he threw up there, but he also like got a wide open shot and then.
Well, I'm also glad he's putting a little reservation on his on his skill, which I think is a lot of what the season's going to be about for him if he does choose to resign.
Yeah.
But I could also see other teams being like, hey, you know,
come play in LA.
Come back to the Knicks. We don't have anything going on. We could use another small forward, power forward guy. Got six of them.
Yeah. Do we want any of the Knicks power forwards?
I like Julius Randle. Yeah. I don't think Julius Randle's a bad basketball player. I think when he's the focal point of your offense, that you're in a bad situation. Yeah. If he's your fourth option,
it wouldn't be bad.
That's not bad. Yeah. The guy can rebound. The guy can run a fast break. I always wanted Julius Randle.
Yeah.
But when he's your first, second, even third option, that's not putting him in a successful situation.
Yeah.
Because right now he's essentially the number one option in New York. I mean, yeah, he just had back-to-back 30-point games. The guy can score.
Yep.
And I think, but he's on a two-year deal?
I don't know.
I think he might be a two-year, first-year, or second-year is either a player option or a team option. I don't even remember.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure he's on the biggest deal. But I was like, a guy like Julius Randle, like, would be really good on this Blazers team.
Yeah.
Because when Aminu would pick up the ball and start a fast break, you would turn off the TV and then turn it back on in 15 seconds and we'd be down four more points.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
That's a guy I think the Blazers need. A guy like Julius Randle. Yeah. A guy who, when you throw him, like, he's a guy that kind of lingers out there after you pull Dame and CJ from the first unit and kind of sits around in the second unit, can play make, can get a couple buckets, can do that go-ahead basket kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't like that. That'd be nice
to see. But he's got a big contract right now, too. They paid him a lot of money.
We've got a big contract to shed.
The Knicks, I could see the Knicks taking Whiteside, if you gave them a pick with it.
Oh, man, that'd be great for Mitchell Robinson.
If you sent Whiteside and a pick, that'd be maybe terrible. Even Gary Trent Jr. for Julius Randle. Like, that's not...
Mitchell Robinson would be so pissed.
Oh, yeah. Because Mitchell Robinson's, like, good.
He's good, and he's not playing already because they've got too many bigs.
DeAndre Jordan.
Because Randle starts, and you can't play them together.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, the guy like Randle doesn't play, he plays interior.
Yeah.
He does take up a lot of room that Nurk takes.
Yeah, that would be interesting. We need a guy like Myers Leonard.
No, we don't. I thought that at the beginning of the year when Whiteside wasn't playing well, and I told myself, I was like, they should have kept Myers. And then now watching him on the Heat, I was like, he had a hot start for the first five games, and he's retracted back to that 3-rebound, 5 points, or whatever it is. And you're just like, he's got a lot of potential and he's got all the tools, but it's just not there.
The Heat are a difficult team though because they platoon the bigs so heavily. Like,
well, and they've got
Olynyk
and Bam is like,
yeah,
he's gonna be an all-star.
Yeah,
he's legit and he's taking all Myers minutes. So
but like Olynyk too, even like last year and the year before too, I can't remember how long I've had him, but he would get 50, he'd have like a double double 15 and 10 and then like 4 minutes the next game. Just because that's how they did their rotations based on matchups or whatever.
And I mean, Olenek's like another guy that I'm like, will be a free agent. I like his game. I think it fits well in the Blazers. I think he does a lot of things that could potentially be helpful, especially with Zach Collins being hurt for we don't know for how long. And just like a big but he costs those guys cost a lot of money and are hard to draw to small market teams.
I feel like Miami's in a weird place where they it's hard for them to make a trade right now.
Yeah, they've got a lot of money on the books because of Goran Dragic.
Yeah. So, and Jimmy Butler.
Well, even they paid Deion Waiters, like
right. Wonder what you could get from them if you were like, we'll take Deion Waiters, but you have to give us what would they?
They, I don't think they're in a position
to, they wouldn't,
to get right. away picks, especially since they build a no, lot through the draft. I think that might be
the thing, is like they don't have draft picks.
Mm.
So I'm not sure. Yeah. Yep.
So what are your expectations in terms of, will the Blazers make a trade?
I hope they do, because it's just fun when they do. And I just don't see this group being the group next year. So I wouldn't mind. I guess it doesn't bother me to do something that's risky for this season that will benefit you next season.
Especially since you'll have, I mean, Gary's not a great explanation, but like Anthony and Little will both have another year under their belts.
Yeah.
And I both think those guys are rotation players.
And I wouldn't mind like making a trade for a guy who we do think will be a good piece next year. Like giving them that extra couple months and all of the summer to like get used to the team. I think I just don't, free agent wise, I feel nervous, even though part of me is like, well, maybe an off year in the free agent market is a good thing, because there's people who are just like, those big years, everybody's like, oh, you know, like Kevin Durant and all these people are on the market and everybody moved yeah. around. But it just, to me, it seems like people put too much stock into that.
Yeah, I agree.
So
I think,
and I think I feel like I've been burned by free yeah. agency more than it's been a good thing.
Well, so. And I don't think the Blazers are a free agent. Like, I think you build this team through the draft and trades. Yeah. Sneaky trades.
I think I still every offseason hold out hope that this is the year that somebody big comes this way. And I will continue to do that, but I don't think, like, at this point
in the season, I think the fact that Melo signed it all is, you know, the basketball god's little yeah. nugget of being like, all right, here's your big name.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got, like, Cancer last year. I think we're a good spot for those guys who are, like, sort of in a desperate situation.
Yeah.
We're, like, the best option for those guys. Yeah.
I think we would get a guy like LaMarcus this year. I think that's our best shot.
Yeah.
Not necessarily a big name, but like a legit player.
I think I would love it if they got LaMarcus.
And I could see that happening. And I could see.
He resigned for re-extended, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think you're right. The tough thing is it's so hard to picture the Spurs trading for Whiteside.
Well, but I mean, at the end of the day, they're still a basketball organization. They still signed Rudy Gay.
Yeah.
Like, they're not, like, adverse to making decisions that benefit them over the long term.
Yeah.
So LaMarcus is on the first year of his extension right now. So he's got this year and next year. And then he's an unrestricted free agent. He is 34 years old.
Yep.
So that would be a short term. Not that he hasn't played like he's 34 for the last 10 years, but yep. Like,
he's not injury prone. He has a game that we'll see. I think we'll continue to season well. I think that's
less of a... He does have a 15% trade kicker.
Oh, interesting. And what is his salary?
$26 million. But it drops to $24 million next year.
Interesting. Would you have to do like, let's see, Whiteside is 21, right? And they're gonna want something. I mean, we've got all of our picks, so if they want to go that route.
Well, like you in that, I mean, you still need a center. Like if you trade Whiteside, you still need a center.
But
I mean, you could play LaMarcus at the center
until Nurk comes back.
Oh yeah,
LaMarcus and Scal.
Yeah, I think so. But I'm saying once you,
but you still need a backup.
Like you still need a. I guess Scal technically be the backup. I don't know. It's a tricky position. I think just being shallow at the big with both Zach and Nurk hurt. Yeah. And like even going into this, like you get what Neil was going for. Yeah. You picture your starting lineup. You see Dame. You see CJ, Rodney, Zach, and Nurk. You're like, that is a
good
young. Yeah. Everyone. Dame is the oldest person in that lineup at what, 28.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is a good looking team. Like that is a great. That is a legit Western Conference.
Yeah.
Battling starting lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah, your bench is a dice roll, but your bench is always a dice roll. Like,
yeah.
Every team's bench is a dice roll.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, you put a lot of money on Anthony, and it looks like that'll pay off over the long term. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you go into a Western Conference, if you're going into the playoffs with that being your starting lineup, I get what Neil is going for. That looks legit.
Yeah.
You get kind of dealt a crappy hand with, obviously,
injuries
going down.
Yep.
It's just I would rather them see them not go into a tailspin and try to slam the reset button again. I'd say cut your losses with Rodney. Just hope Ken Bazemore can fill that role. And then
is
just
Rodney
fill in the
a
bench.
Team option or player option?
I think he's a player. I think they option. Probably gave him a player option because he went for less money. So.
Yeah. So you think he probably stays?
So that's why I think everyone expects him to be back a second year because he'll take that player option.
Yeah. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Interesting. It would be nice to pick somebody up. It'll be interesting to see what the buyout market is. Like if we could, I mean, it's a pipe dream, but Iguodala.
He wouldn't sign up to buy. He could.
He might, but. There's I mean, he might in a.
But they, I thought
in
they,
another
yeah.
world.
Yeah.
Like, you know, where we're at 500.
Yeah. And you need a boost of adrenaline.
I mean, maybe if nobody else is, but I can't imagine like LA is not one of the LA teams would be. I mean, especially the Lakers wouldn't be like, come play here. Why would he take our situation over that? Besides being LA, that's gross.
Yeah. I totally agree with that.
All right. Well, it's 11 o'clock. Any closing?
No, I think I got all my blazer on me.
All
right. I needed that.
A little palate cleanser.
Yeah.
All right, hopefully it recorded this time.
Yep.